Hi, Cynthia. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, it's
Hello.
Emmanuel. I was calling about the Depo-Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you can participate?
Yes, sir, I was.
Sure. It's currently open to those diagnosed with meningioma. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma, or any friends or family or coworkers,
Yes.
neighbors? Yourself?
Yeah, myself.
I'm very sorry to learn that. So I would want to confirm then that you haven't started a claim already with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or
No,
electronically.
sir.
And you'd be, no? Okay, thank you for confirming that. What state are you in?
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, so you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Illinois then, right?
Yes, sir.
And then just to confirm, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the brand name Depo-Provera for at least a year, so not the generic, and you took the injections at least 4 times before being diagnosed. Does that sound about right? Does that sum it
Yes,
up?
sir.
And then was this meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay, and again, I'm sorry to hear that. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
May 8th of 2024.
May 8th of 2024. And what hospital were you diagnosed at?
At Fort Memorial Hospital.
And that's in which city?
Fort Augustine, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So let me see here. I'm looking for the address. Let me see
I
here.
have the address if you need it.
And it's Fort Memorial. Oh, I found it. Is it the one on Sherman Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. That's cool. So you lived in Wisconsin?
No, I had to go there for treatment.
Okay, so it's kind of like on the border.
Yeah.
Okay, so because I know Wisconsin gets cold in the winter, but I think Illinois does too.
Yep, they do.
Yeah. How cold are you guys right now?
Oh, we got a little snow
Oh,
right
really?
now. It was snowing early this morning.
Oh man. That's real cold. We're in California, so we're getting fires and wind, so it's
I've been watching it.
yeah. Luckily we're far from it. We're like an
Thank
hour away.
God.
Thank you,
Thank
yes.
God.
And then real quick, what year did you start using the depo?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Around what year did you start using the depo?
In March of 2021.
2021. And then up until you were diagnosed in
Yep,
May.
in May of 2024.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And then just to confirm the spelling of your name here, I have Chantel, last name Allen. Is that right?
Correct.
And then I have your email. I'm going to spell it out.
Yes.
KEARIELLEN04 at gmail.com. Okay.
Yes.
And then this is your cell, 815-908-1569.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
Is 135 North Longwood Street, Rockford, Illinois, 61107.
Spell out, so 135 North, and then you said Malwood.
Longwood, yep, it's one word.
Spell it out, please.
LONGWOOD Street.
Okay. In Rockford, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
And that's 61107 in Winnebago County.
Yes.
Now, when you had the depo administered, was it done by a doctor, a medical staff, or were you the one injecting it yourself?
Nope, OBGYN.
Okay. And what was their name of the OBGYN doctor?
Dr. Megan Flahaux.
Dr. Megan, spell out the last name, please.
FLAHIVE.
Okay. I see her here. And then around how many shots did you get done all together? I know you used it for about 3 years or so, and it was usually like 4 shots a year?
Nope, so it was one shot every 3 months.
Right. So one shot every 3 months, which would be 4 times a year, I think, right?
Yeah.
12 divided by 3 is 4, right? And then so around 12 shots altogether.
Yep.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was doing the math right.
Yep,
Thank
that's
you.
right.
And then give me one second to plug this in.
Okay.
It's just having me put the address in another place as well.
Okay.
Now, so that was the she was the one that administered the shots. Where were the shots done at? Also at Fort Memorial, or at like a clinic, or somewhere else?
I'm sorry, can you speak? I'm sorry, I can hear you.
So I know you were diagnosed at Fort Memorial, but where were the shots given at? Was it there also, or was it at a clinic or somewhere
Nope, it was
else?
at a medicine hospital in Kish called Northwestern Medicine Kishwaukee Hospital in DeKalb, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, I see it here. So that's where you got the shots at this place,
Yes,
Northwestern.
sir.
Okay. So there was no pharmacy then, right?
No.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. I'll write that in the notes real quick. Let me just plug in this info.
Okay.
It's gonna have me put it in a couple places, so bear with me.
Okay, no problem.
And then let me put in the notes that there was no pharmacy. Perfect. I put that in there. And now getting back to so when you were diagnosed, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Gregory Trost, Dr. Gregory Trost is a neurosurgeon.
Gregory, spell out his last name, please.
Trost, Trost.
Trost.
Yep.
Okay. And he was at Fort Memorial, right?
Yep.
All right, perfect. I see him here, so let me put in his name. Now, were you diagnosed with a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
And then let me put the.
Yep, they did a blood test, a CT scan, an MR, and a biopsy.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then you said he was a neurosurgeon, so let me type that in. And then just to confirm, you didn't have any cancer diagnosis
No,
before
I
taking
didn't.
the shot, right? Okay. And then
No.
what kind of treatments were you given? Chemo, surgery, immunotherapy.
Was given radiation therapy, and I had a craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy.
And it was same doctor Trust that did that for you? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Let me.
Sorry, kind of a little noise. I'm sorry.
Oh no need to apologize. Let me plug this in. And then about how many days were you hospitalized for the meningioma if you were hospitalized?
Up to 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Do you remember the
Yeah.
first day you went in?
Oh, sorry, getting in the car. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Roughly, what were the dates that you were hospitalized?
Like in May of 2024, when they diagnosed me.
For about So let
Officially, so I probably like June, the second week of June was when I got out of 2024.
Okay. So we'll put maybe 5/15/24 to 6/10/24, somewhere around there, ballpark. Does
Yeah.
that sound okay? And then would either yourself or the doctors of the facilities be able to provide copies of the medical records electronically?
Yep.
Yep, thank
The
you.
yes, they it's at the hospital with the doctor who treated
Okay,
you.
thank you. And then we're just about done. I know you're, it sounds like you're about to start driving, so we're just about done.
Okay.
This next part just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can
Okay.
continue the case for the loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes.
Sure. Do you live with them or no?
Yes.
Okay, what is their name?
Robert, Robert. Phillips.
P-H I-L-L-I-P-S.
Yes, sir.
And relation?
That's my fiance.
Fiance and phone number?
His number is 815-650-5597.
And he lives in Illinois as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then this next part just again is asking if you know anybody else that took the depo that got sick like you or not really.
Not really.
Okay. And then the last section is just a HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
3/26/91.
1991. And then the social?
341-86-6294.
I'm sorry, 341-86
6294.
6294. And then this will be the hardest part right now is just the e-signature. Depending on how tech savvy you are, it could be a minute or it could be a little bit, you know, a little bit longer.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that maybe you're able to pull over super quick just so that.
Oh yeah, I'm not driving.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a car, but I'm not driving, so I'm able to do it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Then I'm going to send this right now electronically via text and email. You can open up either way. It'll take you to the same place. I won't be
Okay.
able to see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next.
Yep, it say welcome to DocuSign, and then it say Emmanuel from Massport wants to
Strategies.
send you a DocuSign envelope.
Yep, that's me.
So click on that.
Correct.
Okay. And I hit allow.
Correct.
Okay, I'm finished.
Oh, okay. You're tech savvy. That was super quick.
Yeah.
So then, and I do see this was completed. So you're all set for now. In about a week or so, the firm will reach out to you directly to introduce themselves, double check what I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. And then,
Okay.
once they reconfirm everything with you, they'll put you in their system completely. So their call will be shorter, but more important just because they want to reconfirm everything. But aside from that, you're all set for now. The weekend's
Okay.
here, you know, just around the corner. So have a good weekend, okay?
Yep, you too as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.